Hello, this is the Bible in Fewer Words. We are Carol and Steve Wells. This is episode 229, Haggai, chapters 1 and 2. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Carol.
Chapters 1 and 2, is that all there is to Haggai?
That's all there is.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little one. And
like God's little house?
Yeah, like we're going to find out about God's little house in this episode.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Chapter 1. In the second year of the reign of King Darius, the word of God came to Haggai, who delivered it to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest, saying, before I go on.
Yeah.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at the time of King Darius.
Yeah.
And the word of God came to Haggai,
uh-huh.
who delivered it to Zerubbabel,
right.
who was the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, who was a high priest.
So it's not the Joshua that we're used to from the book of Joshua. This is a post-exilic story, right?
We're not ever going to stop saying that word, yeah. are we?
Yeah. So the exile started when Babylon attacked Jerusalem in 586
okay.
and destroyed Jerusalem. And then the Jews were taken into exile in Babylon. And then in 539, Cyrus conquered Babylon. And he said, hey, you guys can go home. And so now this is the second year of King Darius, which is a successor there, Cyrus.
Cyrus, okay.
They're getting ready to return to Jerusalem.
Let's get the caravan going.
It's kind of taking them a while because that was 539. Now it's 520. So it's like 19 years or something.
A lot
like
of those
that.
People are dead. They were planning on going back.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So the people have gone back now to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to go back to Jerusalem and do what?
Rebuild the temple.
Oh.
Cyrus said, yeah, go home. I'm going to give you permission to go home and rebuild the temple.
Okay.
And so they're supposed to do that. And they have. They've gone home now. They're in Jerusalem. And now Haggai is talking to Zerubbabel and Joshua about rebuilding the temple. Haggai is complaining here. This is, well, it's kind of God complaining through Haggai.
Through Haggai.
Yeah. And so he says to them, those two, Haggai is delivering this message from God saying, the people say it's not time to build God's house.
Yet they live in fancy houses while my house is in ruins.
Build me a house that I can enjoy and be glorified in.
Okay. But you took care of your own things and ignored my request. So I blew on the land, which caused the drought that has destroyed your crops.
Then Zerubbabel and Joshua and the people began to build God a house.
All right, so that message got across.
It did. I made that drought to encourage you,
mm-hmm.
kind of force you to build me a house.
Okay.
So they're going to do that.
Chapter 2. 7 weeks later, 7 weeks later.
It's very precise. In verse 1:1, it says that the word of God came to Haggai on the first day of the sixth month of the second year of King Darius's reign.
Oh.
King Darius, he was a historical figure.
Uh-huh.
So we're able to know the exact day that this occurred. The 29th of August, 520 BCE.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, a little later in
7 weeks later.
Chapter 2, 7 weeks of, you know, thereabouts, it actually turns out to be 17th of October, 520.
Close enough.
Yeah.
7 weeks later, the word of God came upon Haggai again, saying, talk to Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the people, saying, who among you has seen my old house? Look at my house now. It's nothing compared to my old one. So yeah. God's still complaining?
Well, they built a house.
Uh-huh.
But it's a tiny house.
Oh.
He wants a big house like Solomon. When you read the story about Solomon building the house, Solomon built himself
a huge house.
But he built God a pretty big house. Now I guess he's got a tiny one. He's not happy about it. And he asked the people, which of you has seen my house? This is 70 years after the house was destroyed.
Okay.
His first house, the first temple.
So who would have seen that?
Yeah, not many. They'd be 70 years old now or older.
Uh-huh. Not building houses.
Right.
Verse 6. In a little while, I'll shake the sky, earth, sea, and land. I'll shake all the nations, and they will fill my house with glory. Well, it won't take much because it's just a tiny house.
I think what he's saying here is, I'm going to shake down these other nations.
Oh.
I'm going to get all this money, this gold and silver from them. They're going to come and they're going to build a nice big house.
Okay.
As he says in verse 8, all the silver and gold is mine.
My new house will be more glorious than my old one, and there will be peace in this place.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Peace for God. Verse 10, a couple of months later. Oh, I kind of like this.
Yeah, and we know the exact date, but we won't get into that.
A couple of months later, the word of God came to Haggai, saying,
say this to the priests, if you touch holy flesh in your skirt, and your skirt touches bread, wine, oil, or meat, will it be holy?
The priests answered by saying, no. And then Haggai asked them, if someone who is unclean because a dead body touches any of these things, will it be unclean?
And the priest answered, saying, it will be unclean. What they're talking about here, remember back in Leviticus, it talked about all the
clean and unclean
things. How you keep things clean. You know, you got to have the red heifer and the ashes and make water from that. They have to make sure that when they're doing their sacrifices, these sacrifices are holy. And so you want to keep them holy. So you don't want anything that is defiled or unclean to touch that holy flesh.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I think, what this is talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, holy flesh.
The flesh of the animals that's going to be sacrificed. I think that's what he's talking about here.
All right, but in verse 12, doesn't it say, if you bear holy flesh in your skirt? So like in your, what do you have in your skirt? You've got your private parts in your skirt.
I think what he's saying is, you know how sometimes you carry things like in your skirt? It's like a basket with your skirt. I think that's what he's saying.
I don't know.
Anyway, what God is doing here is he's trying to make a point.
He's not very good at doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Haggai said, then the people and all of their work is unclean. I gave you only half as many things as you needed. I smote you with blasting, mildew, and hail, but you didn't return to me. Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
No. Well, maybe. First of all, he's saying that holy flesh can get corrupted or defiled when it touches other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been building my house, but you haven't built it well. You haven't built it as big as I want. You haven't built it according to my instructions. You maybe haven't been as pure as you should have been when you were building this house. So he says, you're all unclean because you touched
my dirty house.
No, okay, I don't get it.
All right, so one place it says that God only gave them half as many things as they needed. Like, what does he expect?
Yeah.
So it has to be a tiny house.
It sounds like what he's doing here is he's saying, I punished you because you either didn't build the house on time or you didn't build me the house that I wanted or something. But I punished you. I sent this blasting mildew and all that, but you still didn't return to me.
Oh, so they should have said, God, what are you doing? We're trying really hard here. Right. And we're sorry.
You're hurting us, and we love you.
Okay.
You know, we'll do what you say.
And now think about it.
And think about it. You know how when you punish children, you say, you go to your room and think about it.
That's never produced much for our
kids. Well, I hear that's done sometimes. I don't know if we did. But
okay, so verse 20. We're just going to skip over that, our explanation there. Verse 20, the same day, the word of God came to Haggai again, saying.
This is the same day, by the way.
Speak to Zerubbabel, saying, I'll shake the heavens and the earth. I'll overthrow kingdoms, chariots, horses, and riders. I'll force their soldiers to kill each other with a sword.
But I'll make you king. You are my chosen one.
Is Zerubbabel a really good house builder?
I don't know, but he's going to be the guy. He's going to be God's
guy.
Anointed one, I guess.
He's going to be God's Haggai.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where the book ends.
Uh-huh.
And we'll kind of pick this up in Zechariah. That's the next book.
All right, so this is the end of Haggai.
Haggai, yeah.
And it's kind of confusing and silly.
It is, yeah.
But what's new? Think about it.
Yeah. And build me a nice big house. I'm going to relax and enjoy life. That's what God's saying.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
And listeners, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.